This is Penn Jillette, Loser, here on Free FM, CBS. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau.
Poker didn't go so well, huh?
Well, it went fabulously. It went just the way, you know, if poker is a game of skill, it was demonstrated yesterday. We had proof positive that it's not a game of chance. A game of chance, I would have had a 1-in-6 chance. With skill involved, I did less well than that. Well, I'll talk about that in a second. 866-570-PEN is the phone number, 7366. Call in, because I'm in a good mood today. I want to talk to people. I don't even care. Well, I do care what you talk about, I guess. There's this article in the Washington Post. Teens' T-shirts make educators squirm. Suggestive messages challenge dress codes. By Ian Shapira, the Washington Post staff writer. This is today's paper. And it's about kids wearing sexy T-shirts like, trust me, I'm single. I know what boys want. Yes, I do, but not with you. And flirting my way to the top. And these kids are being, they also talk about, which I think is great, they talk about the principals having a little trouble busting girls for this because they have to be staring at their breasts in order to read the T-shirts. And that may be inappropriate. Damn Skippy. If you're an educator and you know what's on a young girl's T-shirt, you should be fired instantly. They should have kids walking around with T-shirts that say, I love the principal. People should walk around after that and go, did you see that T-shirt she's wearing? If the guy says yes, fire his ass. Right now. Fire him on the spot. I mean, if he looks at a T-shirt that says, yes, I do, but not with you, and thinks that's sexual and not going to the movie,
thinks it,
fire him.
If he thinks it applies to him.
Fire him! Yeah. Of course. What are you saying? If it applies to him, like any girl would sleep with their principal, is that your point?
That's my point.
Okay. 866.
And if you think you're in the running, you've already got a problem.
Exactly. And they've got one here that I don't even know what it refers to. They're being so oblique. And I guess they're being oblique enough that I can be oblique. At Potomac Senior High School in Prince William, a girl recently wore a black T-shirt parodying the Gut Milk ad with sexual slang replacing the word milk. Now, does that mean another liquid, or does that mean could be anything, right? It could be
got milk.
That's the thing. Kids wear got milk, and they go, "Oh, she's wearing that on her chest." Fire.
Well, fire. Also, since it's innuendo, it says more about the reader than it does the wearer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pointing out that that's, you know, you have a 58th Primetime Emmy's T-shirt on, I can figure out something that meant that it was sexual.
Although you weren't able to do it off the top of your head.
Well. But my daughter's name is Emmy, and if you don't take that shirt off, I'm going to hit you.
Now, your T-shirt I can't even pronounce.
I know. Yeah, Tuolumne Meadows.
Tuolumne?
Yeah.
Tuolumne? That's it.
Yeah. But, you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, I do. Tuolumne. And also, because of French Connection UK, the most brilliant discovery made. I mean, you can bring up 866-570-PEN 7366. I think we're talking about T-shirts. I think we're talking about funny T-shirts. But we also could be talking about if principals should have any control whatsoever over what kids wear to school. And I think if you're going to have public schools, which I am totally against them, if you're going to have public schools, then kids should be able to wear whatever the hell they want. And if that gets them bothered by, you can't even wear, you know, it says right here, like automatically, like you cannot wear T-shirts advertising, promoting cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, or weapons. For instance, T-shirts advertising Budweiser or the movie Scarface with Al Pacino holding a Tommy gun. You can't do any of that. When I was in high school, you know, back when things were better, according to all adults, I was a non-smoker, and I think I had like a Marlboro T-shirt or something. I gave it away free at something, so I wore it. I think you should be able to promote anything you want on your chest, anything whatsoever. I think you should be able to wear the principal sucks and I can prove it T-shirt. I think you should wear anything you want.
Let me get
want.
T-shirt hell on the phone. I think they pay for T-shirt ideas.
They really could. We'll lay it on them.
Okay.
But call up, 866-570-PEN-7366. And I'll also say something else, and I've been arguing with some of my old hippie friends about this. The world is also getting better, by the way. The idea that kids today, you know, with their suggestive stuff, the number of people, and of course this is a poll, and I don't believe any polls, but the T-shirt, this is from the Washington Post also, the T-shirt highlights a paradox about this generation. Even as more teenagers absorb ubiquitous sexual messages, federal data show that they report having less sex than their predecessors. Although a recent National Center for Health Statistics survey, see rates have plummeted since the early 1990s. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the percentage of high school students who reported having sexual intercourse dropped from 54% in 1991 to 47% in 2005. And by the way, if you go to like the 19th century, that goes to like 100%, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
I think you're married at 14.
Yeah, you're married at 14. It's the only good line. And what is that, the horrible Tom Cruise movie where he's a vampire? What was that called? Letters to a Conversation with a Interview with a Vampire? What was it called?
Tom. Something. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, Interview with a Vampire.
The only good part of that was the beginning where it says, I was 14 years old, but times were different then. I was an adult. And, you know, it's one thing I go crazy about is, you know, we want to keep our child, Moxie, and our other child, Zoltan, we want to keep them, I think, under 2 years old for the rest of their lives. We are going to fail. It's as easy as that. We're going to fail. They're going to grow up. They're going to be adults. They're going to want to have sex. And I have to remember how much fun I had with sex at that time and not be a nut about that. You know, some of my friends, when you say talk about their daughter is going to be going out and having sex, they absolutely flip city. But I think, now, of course, my daughter's, 15 months old now, so I guess it's not something I can be tested on. But talk to me, you know, if this show is still on, if there's still terrestrial radio when Moxie's 14, if there's still radio broadcasts, then you can talk to me about that. But let's see what Brandon has to say. What's up, Brandon?
How you doing, Ben?
Never better, boss. What's up?
That Got Milk shirt you'd seen. I've seen one on girls before that has an exclamation point instead of a question mark.
Oh, I see. So it just means large breast then in some sort of symbolic
right,
way.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if that'd be, I don't know if a teenage girl would be wearing that shirt, but.
Well, you know. But. You think there should be some sort of law that can only be worn by women who are actually should
truth
be,
in advertising.
There
right?
should be inspectors. There should be inspectors going around, going, "You're wearing that T-shirt now. Whip them up."
You should just have inspectors for all T-shirts that have any kind of slogan.
Good thinking. With any slogan at all, just check it out. Yeah, I think the principal should be staring at the students chests. But okay, thanks a lot, Brandon. He's a punctuation nut. He wrote that eat shoots and leaves thing, didn't he? Let's talk to Tony. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, Penn? Gudo.
Howdy, man.
Hey, boy, you got your mouth around all those vowels really well, didn't you, Gudo? Go ahead, what's up?
All right. So my little brother went to school yesterday with the shirt, and it said, "Eat my brajol."
Okay.
He got suspended, well, in school suspension for a few days, and they made him wear his T-shirt inside out for the rest of the day.
Why?
Well, apparently the reverse end, you can't read what it says when it's backwards.
Oh, I understand that, but why would he be stopped for that? Eat my bajol?
Well, I guess it was a little suggestive. I guess the principal was Italian. I don't know.
Yeah, but that is an Italian food, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something to do with something rolled up, kind of looks like something, you know, phallic.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, something rolled up looks like something. If you go with anything that's longer than it's wide, eat my Washington Monument. I mean, how Freudian psychotic are you going to get?
I ride the bus.
Yes, a bus is as shaped as a brazil. I'm not even saying the word right. Are you Italian? Patrick is. Patrick, are we saying that right? Yeah, brazil. And what is it, brazil, exactly?
No one knows it.
Thin meat? So eat my thin meat? eat my thin meat?
That's a good thing they threw him out of school. That
yeah, that's very bad advertising. That's bad thinking. We lost him. Okay, we lost the guy, but he probably was too upset about his thin meat. Yeah, I don't. We probably shouldn't even replay. Let's go with. I'm going to go with someone. This is good calls. We're only, you know, we're acting like we're talking about a real issue, but all we're doing is getting funny t-shirts, and that is okay. That's fine with me. Yeah. What's up, Paul?
Ted, what's going on?
I'm doing very well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Good. Back in high school, I used to have a shirt that said "Drunk Girls Dig Me."
Uh huh.
And I was just trying to establish the fact that finally, you know, after all these years, girls will finally look at me with alcohol in their system. They'll finally acknowledge the guy next to me.
Sure.
With alcohol in my system, sure. With that shirt on. And my principal told me to remove it. And, I don't know, I thought that was kind of just, I don't know, I didn't think it was that inappropriate.
Drunk girls dig me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think that could be just reporting the facts.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, look at me, sir. Look at me. Do you think any girl would like me without alcohol in their system?
Maybe they were making you change your shirt because they were afraid it would bring about low self-esteem or something, right?
Oh, forget it. My face does that.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. Thanks so much. He's got a... maybe it's an image problem, or maybe it's really accurate.
I have no idea.
Maybe it's really accurate.
The advantage of radio. We don't have to discover.
You know, I was playing poker yesterday with Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah,
and she had
just ugly, huh?
Nothing written across her shirt, and yet I still was reading it over
and
over.
It was still inappropriate, wasn't it?
Absolutely, totally. She had, and I was knocked out of the... now, this isn't ruining anything. This is called an ABC Great Equalizer, and it's a great equalizer because the pros get... two-thirds of the chips of the amateurs. But Jennifer Tilly was considered an amateur. She's won a bracelet, so she had more chips.
World Series bracelet.
She was considered an amateur.
It was just luck.
And I was trying to decide, you know, my only choice at the poker table was who I could give all my chips to, because winning was not an option. I don't think anybody, if you're going to be watching this on ABC, I don't know who really won the whole table, so you can still bet on it and stuff, but just don't bet on Penn Jillette winning, which I don't think anyone in their right mind would do. The one thing you can bet on is I do outlast one big, big, big pro, and you can bet which one it's going to be. But Jennifer Tilly knocked me out, and she had a bigger pair, which I think anybody knows. And I sucked out on the flop, and then she resucked on the turn. So she won. She took me out.
You're going to be thrown out of high school in a minute.
I'm going to be thrown out of high school.
Keep it up, my friend.
I'm just talking about poker. Okay, let's talk to... I want to talk to, like, one woman at least. Let's talk to someone who actually has worn a T-shirt. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hey, that variation on that Got Milk shirt, my nephew has one that says Got Milf.
Milf, yeah. And how old is he?
He's 17. His mother bought it for him.
That's great. And does he wear it to school?
He sure does, and he hasn't had any problems
well,
with it.
That's terrific. You're not.
Maybe that's just the culture in Baltimore here.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe Baltimore's a little hipper. But there was a woman that was essentially stopped for having her license plate. What's the story, Goodell?
I don't know, but it had an F on it.
Yeah, it just had
F.
She had this kind of. Did I just lose you, Lisa?
We did. How's that happening?
How's that happening? Why are calls just being dropped? I liked talking to Lisa, and now she's gone. Yeah, there was a license plate. What are you looking up now? What are you monkeying with there?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm reading email.
Okay. but you know what I'm talking about. There was a license plate that the person had had for a very long time, and there's some sort of internet abbreviation, I forget which one it was, that has the letter F in it. So pretty soon you're not going to be able to have the letter F on any apparel clothing. But I'll tell you that French Connection UK has just made the greatest
t-shirt. You should explain it. You should explain how it is legitimate.
Well, French Connection UK is FC, French Connection,
yeah.
UK, United Kingdom. And they put FC UK.
But FC was a company before they joined the UK
sure was.
Division.
And then some genius thought that, you know, if we did a division in England, you know, because FC USA, not nearly as exciting. But let's talk to, did you hold up a number of fingers there at me, or were you just flipping me off? Okay, let's try this one. Let's try Billy. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
Cool. Listen, one of my girlfriend's friends goes to a Catholic high school on Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
And they had dress down day one day, and she wore a shirt that said, I'm a virgin, but this is an old T-shirt. And ever since then, she got suspended. And, she, like, for retaliation or whatever, the next dress down day, wore a shirt with Michael Jackson with a milk mustache, and it said, got boy.
Now, wait a minute, though. But first of all, it's a Catholic school. So, you know, one person can wear that T-shirt that says, I'm a virgin, but it's an old shirt. And that is the Virgin Mary. Who would have, they should have put it right on a statue there. This is a really old shirt. Like, you know, 2,000-year-old shirt. And she wore the... Did she, was she hassled for the Michael Jackson? Is that what she got expelled for?
Yeah. That was the last straw for her, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it kind of a joy to be expelled from Catholic school?
I always wanted to do it. I never had, like, the guts to do it, though. But all my friends got kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what you want to do.
But you know, it's private, though, isn't it?
It's a private school, so you
so
can
they
do
should be able to kick
they
you out.
They should be able to throw anybody
like
out they want. We're not talking about this being a legal issue. They can certainly do that. Well, thanks a lot for that. Yeah, I've seen that T-shirt. I'm a virgin, but this is an old shirt. That's a fun. Oh, this is a. Let's talk to Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey there, Ben. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Okay. My daughter wears these shirts all the time. Gets them at, like, Urban Outfitters or, you know, other places like that. As long as they're not like dress code inappropriate. She goes to a public school right here in Vegas. And, you know, she has like, different phrases like, you know, God made me this way or, I can't help being, you know, blonde or this or that. Even has one like, that says Holla, H-O-L-L-A. And, you know, it's got a picture of our Jewish ceremonial bread, you know. That's the challah bread. But it's spelled like challah, you know, like yo, bub, you know, like that.
I see.
And she doesn't seem to have a problem, and she's, you know, straight A and all.
And you're her dad, and you don't have a problem. So I don't see why the school should enter into it at all.
Yeah, I went up to pick her up in Ojai at a conservative Jewish type camp, and they're all wearing these type of shirts.
Sure, I think it's something you do. You just do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
You can say something else you want.
Yeah. No. And she loves using her devil sticks.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. You guys are juggling.
Oh yeah. We know from devil sticks. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks I donate later. Blood just to come to see you at the show.
Oh, good. That's thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
Love you.
I have to do a lot of explaining after Jay. What he means by devil sticks is there is this juggling technique, universally hated,
prop.
where you hold. It's a prop. It's a prop.
It's not a technique. It's a prop.
Right, but then it's a technique that goes with the prop.
Okay.
I'll slap you. It's two long sticks.
Time for commercial, Bobby.
Two long sticks, one smaller stick, and you knock the smaller stick back and forth with the two longer sticks.
Yeah.
That's what devil sticks are. And I believe that although they've been around for hundreds of years, no one has ever found, probably thousands of years, no one has ever found anything entertaining to do with them. Is that right?
I think it's fun by yourself.
Yeah, but entertaining to do for
doing
someone
the
else.
Show. No.
You don't want to watch them do that. And also, Penn and Teller, every year we have a time in December where locals here in Vegas can give blood, because December is the time of the year that Vegas really needs a lot of blood donors, and Penn and Teller give tickets to our show at the Rio to anyone that gives blood. That's who he's referring to, and we give away a ton of tickets. And now I will say very proudly that December is now the biggest blood drive in Vegas. So that's a good thing. We'll be back after this. We're talking about T-shirts. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Penn Jillette here on the Free FM, CBS, sitting here with Michael Goudeau, juggler extraordinaire, juggler with the Lance Burton Show. And we're taking calls at 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, 866-570-PEN. The Gmail is PennRadio@gmail.com, Penn has two N's. And our website is PennRadio.com. We can hear old shows and see a lot of the stuff we mentioned on here. We're getting a lot of little letters on here, and the phone lines are filled up. My wife writes and points out that our kids, even though they're both under 2 years old, have bibs that are, of course, suggestive.
inappropriate
born to
bibs.
Suck, and then a word that I can't say here. You know, that silly little word. Of all the words that are banned on the radio, the funniest one, the one that George Carlin says sounds like a nickname for a friend. And they have, I think Moxie has one that says, my dad's bigger than Ron Jeremy and not as hairy. Which is true. I've stood back to back with Ron Jeremy, and his back is hairy, and I am much, much taller. Here's the guy that writes in. This is really interesting about, you know, subjects. When I was in high school, this is from, Will, I guess. Will in Newark. When I was in high school, I had a Nirvana t-shirt mentioning corporate, Nirvana rock t-shirt mentioning corporate rock horrors. Of course, I was made to wear it inside out and be rated a bit. Ironically enough, and he uses ironically properly, that week I was doing a report on Stephen Crane's Maggie, a book about an underage prostitute being beaten. I was allowed to read this, but wasn't allowed to wear a shirt. Of course, this was the school that got annoyed when I used sucks in a freshman's class speech. That opened my eyes a bit to the world, as to that point, I was entirely unaware that the term had sexual connotations. I think the punishment backfired a bit. That's a really good point. You know, when it's double entendre, the kids may be wearing them single entendre. Let's see what John has to say. Hey, John, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Never better, boss. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there. I have a problem. You know, I have no problem with these owning these T-shirts. Everybody owns them, and they're funny. And if, you know, the parents have no problem with it, I think that it's in that atmosphere, in that capacity, it's fine.
Sure.
But I don't understand. You know what? You know why it's okay in a learning atmosphere for them to wear, you know, explicit materials, and for what kind of message do they want to send? You know, to the schools, to their family.
Well, that's a good. Are you a parent?
No, I'm a student actually. 22 years.
22 years. And do you think that when another student wears a T-shirt that is racy or in poor taste, do you think that it hurts the learning environment?
I mean, it can be a distraction. I really don't think that there's a necessity to wear in that environment.
Oh, I don't think anybody would say there was a necessity. It's
right.
Just I found when I was in high school that another student having two X chromosomes instead of XY was enough to distract me completely.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, I'll go a step further and say even if they were wearing nothing, I would have been distracted. So I just don't think. I think that at that age, and by that age I mean any age that a human being is, the distraction
right.
of sex is overwhelming. I mean, I just think that the idea that words on a chest would make that chest less distracting, or the absence of words, is just insane. I just think that, and as far as the respect that the person has for themselves, well, that's an issue you always have to make. I mean, I think that sometimes I see somebody dressed a certain way. I was just going to lie. I've never seen anyone dressed any way that I said to them, I said to myself, don't they have any respect whatsoever? I mean, I've had David Allen Coe come to our show wearing like fluorescent orange pants and his beard dyed blue. And that idea of what you're wearing showing how much respect you have for yourself. I mean, I've seen really smart, powerful women wearing really slutty clothes. And what comes across my mind is never in that instance, well, she doesn't have any respect for herself. It just shows her to be more multifaceted to me.
I think that that's a slightly different example than a student, you know, high school or younger age in a school where, you know, your reason for being there is different than perhaps being a celebrity or, you know, when you've already established yourself and mm-hmm. you can express yourself in a certain way.
But don't you think that that exploring kinds of expression and how you want to see yourself is a big part of adolescence?
Yeah, but I think you give adolescents a little too much credit. I mean, how many of them are really trying to explore the boundaries and express themselves through a T-shirt they bought at a seaside boardwalk?
I don't know. I would say all of them. I would say when I was in high school, there were many different ways I dressed on different days, and I saw that as, I didn't see that at the time. I see that now as kind of exploring with how I want to present myself to the world, and maybe someone who puts on that T-shirt and plays around with the idea of presenting themselves really sluttily. Is that a word?
We'll use it.
They may not like the way that feels and may learn something, or may like the way that feels and learn something. I mean, I think that when you decide if you want to wear a shirt and tie to school one day, then the next day you decide you want to wear a tank top, the next day you want to wear a T-shirt that promotes a bar, that all three of those things you learn something from, you know? I just think that once you get a private school, I have no argument. Do anything you want, any sort of rules you want. And I think that parents can have control of what their kids wear. But as far as the school, I don't think they're smart enough to know what a kid learns from wearing a Gut MILF T-shirt to school. They might learn, if you just stayed away from them, their interaction with their peers, they might learn a lot. But you're right. I mean, you will get a certain, you'll get a different reaction 100% wearing a T-shirt with a double entendre than you would in very conservative dress. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And maybe that's okay to learn that. But thanks a lot, John. Thanks so much. You got any Gmails you want to read?
I've sent them all to you.
You sent them all
you
to
have
me?
Them, all of them.
There's a guy that just wrote in and said, one of my best friends in high school had a T-shirt that said, melts in your mouth, not in your hands, and she did it justice. Okay. I don't know how long ago that was, but that slogan has been around for a good long time. Let's talk to Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Penn?
Never been better, boss. How you doing?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say I love the show.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you.
Shout to Gillette, too.
Okay, good. That's, good.
Listen, all I want to say is I love free speech, and I'm a big proponent of T-shirts that are funny and clever.
Sure.
And I think it's more offensive when people wear boring T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to school in the 90s, high school in the 90s, and I never had a problem wearing some of the best T-shirts I ever owned to school. My mom had a problem with it, but I never had a problem with it mm-hmm. in school. And one of the best teachers I ever had was I had a picture of glow-in-the-dark Charlie Manson on the front, and on the back it said, support family values. And one of the most clever ones I've ever seen, I don't even know if I'm not even going to say it, but it's I treat a bee right.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was a funny shirt, just got it at a pure irony of it.
Sure,
but,
There's a lot of that. I mean, there's a lot of really smart stuff. I mean, there was a T-shirt that went around after the Danish cartoons that said on the front, I may not get this word for word, but it said on the front, on the back of this shirt is a cartoon of Muhammad. And then on the back of the shirt it said, just kidding, please don't kill me, praise Allah. And I believe that short, there's other versions of that have to do with Jesus and so on, is a really powerful thing. And of course, the Charlie Manson T-shirt with support family values really does make a very important intellectual point about when you're just saying support family values, you haven't said anything if you allow other people to define family. And when Charlie Manson is defining what a family is, you have a big problem with that. So I think you learn a lot from T-shirts.
I wasn't supporting Manson by any way, shape, or form.
Well, I understand the joke.
But I think, you know, people need to think a little bit, and sometimes T-shirts make a palatable source of information for people that don't normally get it intelligently, you know?
You know, as silly as that is, I think there's a lot to think about on T-shirts, and besides just what's under them. But thanks an awful lot.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, man.
Okay, man, thanks.
It's a slow-motion political debate.
Yeah.
One joke at a time. Like the Darwin fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's been a great one. And I was very glad to see that in Jackass 2. And the fact that is the number one movie in the country, even though I haven't seen it, is the greatest optimistic news about our country ever. It's just, the first one was so filled with joy, so great people. And David Blaine just has to give up, right? David Blaine has to see the guys at Jackass and go, okay, I'm out of my league. You know, it's a guy that's dribbled fumbling around by himself in high school, and all of a sudden pro basketball players come in and you go, oh yeah, my hands got a little pruny for a while. these guys are in a truck with a cobra.
Whose suggestion was it that David Blaine hang out with them for 30 minutes for his next stunt?
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, 30 minutes. That's David Blaine's next stunt, is 30 minutes with the Jackass boys. I mean, I am just in awe of them. I think they're fabulous, and I would never get near them on a bet, especially with a TV camera running. You know, I would just be little squealy wimpy boy. I wouldn't try anything. And the thing is that David Blaine getting all this coverage, when those guys will do anything. I mean, Johnny Knoxville is 100% fearless. We had Bobcat Goldthwait come backstage at our show a few weeks ago, and he was hanging out with Johnny Knoxville and the boys, mm-hmm. and just said, it's the most terrifying thing in the world. They will do anything. They're just full of joy. It's a movie that's made on a low budget that's making a ton of money. Please stop making these empty, useless, large-budget films and make movies about people with heart and people we love, like the Jackass 2 people. And by the way, they have the greatest T-shirt in the world, the skull with the crutches and the crossbones thing. Greatest thing ever. We're going to talk more about kids.
T-shirts.
T-shirts and breasts. And 866-570-PEN 7366. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. T-shirt I'm wearing is the 58th annual Emmy Awards I'm wearing. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I have, you know, my wife will not wear any sort of shirt that has writing on it. She just won't do that. And my friend Dean Cameron will not wear any T-shirt with writing on it or logos or anything. They're just totally against that. They want shirts that are one plain color or stripes or something, but not any sort of advertising. You know, they're around the same age. Maybe just kind of flips them out or something. But I always have. You know, and I've worn T-shirts that say No God and gotten in trouble for them in public. So it's not just high schools. But I think if you're wearing that kind of stuff, you're looking for trouble. Let's talk to...
you're looking for trouble? Were you looking for trouble when you wore your No God sweatshirt?
I think I was in some
way. Kind of,
sort of. Right. I was looking to make a statement that I knew could be trouble. I don't think I should get any sort of violent trouble, but certainly a dialogue started is okay by that, don't you think?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea on that part.
It depends on the definition of trouble.
You shouldn't be hit for wearing a shirt.
I should not be hit for wearing anything, no. Let's talk to Annie, see if she should be hit for wearing anything. How you doing, Annie?
Hi, I'm good. Great show, guys.
Oh, thanks so much. What's up?
Well, the shirt I wore back in my day, which was 69-70, I had a black shirt with white letters said Mounds. Indescribably delicious.
And it was referring to, of course, the candy bar.
Of course. You know, and they didn't, you know, suspend me. They just said, if you have another shirt, you can come back.
Oh, I see.
But things haven't changed much in 40
years.
Not at all. And another point... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Another point I wanted to make, you said...
Right, I know. Yeah. That was made very, very clear that I was, what
it's
is intercourse?
That's a whole different thing today.
And you know who we can thank for that? We can thank President Clinton, who made that a very, very big distinction. But yeah, the Mounds T-shirt would have been a joke about your breasts 40 years ago, and nothing has changed. And you grew up fine, even after wearing that T-shirt.
I'm a wonderful person.
Thanks so much, Eddie.
Thanks, you guys.
There's a really good point in this one. This is from a woman named May in Southern California, who her closing line, her signature file is, "There's a cookie in my pants, Mac King." She says, "Last year my husband was in Bulgaria with the army. He picked up a bright red T-shirt with the Cyrillic letters for USSR and a Soviet hammer and sickle on the front. Because it's a communist shirt and he's still in the army, he's not allowed to wear this thing. Every now and then I'll wear the T-shirt because my body does not belong to a government. And every time I go outside with it on, even if it's just to check mail, someone notices it and takes it as a ticket to just tear into me about how it's disrespectful to wear this stupid little T-shirt because we fight to preserve democracy, not spread communism." And this is the part that I really liked about this letter. And that's exactly why I wear the damn T-shirt. I have the right to wear this stupid thing even when I don't believe what it stands for, because we're in America. And no one seems to understand that it's a celebration of freedom. That's the most important thing. It's when people say, you know, the Turner Diaries or the other racists or Mein Kampf or something, that you shouldn't read that. You should read that just to celebrate the fact that you can read that. Let's take another phone call here. Let's talk to Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's shaking, boys?
We're talking T-shirts, sir, and what shakes under them. What's up?
I have a T-shirt. It was a punk band from the UK called Crass, mm-hmm. and it said on the front, "Jesus died for his own sins, not mine."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a variation on Patti Smith's Gloria in Excelsis Deo, where she starts with "Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine."
But doesn't that believe in Jesus? Doesn't that say that I believe in Jesus?
Well, it's saying, I think the T-shirt is saying that you believe in a historical Jesus. It's certainly saying that one of the basic tenets of Christianity is wrong, that you don't agree with it. If Jesus died for his own sins and not yours, that means you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you will not be resurrected on Judgment Day by Jesus Christ. So it is, I think, by any definition, an anti-Christian T-shirt. Were you wearing it as a pro-Christian T-shirt?
Well, no, you were much deeper than me. I just wore it to piss people off.
You sure did the activity.
You guys are the best.
Thanks so much, Chad. Thanks.
The people wearing these shirts are troublemakers.
Yeah, just troublemakers.
That's good.
And I think we love them. Let's talk to Juliet, because we haven't had enough women we've talked to. How are your mounds, Juliet?
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
Well, your whole T-shirt conversation reminded me of an ad I saw on MySpace, believe mm-hmm. it or not. I was signing off MySpace, and this ad popped up.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you can still be on MySpace. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I see this ad, and it says it's for a student loan consolidation, and there's a picture of a girl looking over her shoulder, and she's winking at the camera, and it says, "There's always time for a quickie."
Uh-huh.
And it says, "Student loan consolidation."
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you can. There is double entendres everywhere, as Tom Lehrer said. His quote is, "'Cause filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder." I think you can find it anywhere you look. Thanks so much, Juliet. Let's talk to. I'm going to talk to Rachel here. What's up, Rachel?
Hi, Penn. I love the show. I'm glad I got to talk to you today.
Thanks so much. What's up?
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you, the high school I went to when I was growing up, I grew up in Central Ohio,
uh-huh.
and I went to this small consolidated school district called Fairfield Union High School,
sure.
which was FUHS. So, like, all of the T-shirts and sports are, like, sports uniforms, our baseball hats, everything said FU on it.
Sure.
And nobody, you know, people would kind of, you know, make jokes about it, but nobody really seemed to care. Until a couple of years ago, when actually my younger sister was in high school, some of the seniors on the track team or something made these T-shirts that said, "F you, we do what we want."
Uh-huh.
And it just really struck a nerve with, like, all of these people who saw these T-shirts. They said, "That's disrespectful, you shouldn't be wearing it, it's vulgar, we know what that means." And basically, everyone in the community, they were writing letters to the editor of the paper saying they thought it was wrong, and now the school is, like, systematically, like, changing all of their uniforms so nothing says FU anymore.
And they also made it so that the chess club could no longer spell club with a K and then use their initials on the shirt. Is that right? That was one of the big things they had to do, because the chess club knew better than to spell club with a K, didn't they? They knew better than that.
At our high school was the Falcons, and there was always the urban legend that we used to be the Charging Knights until someone put their foot down. But it was just a rumor. We were never the Charging Knights.
See, that's terrific. That's the same joke, perhaps done much, much better.
Perhaps?
Okay, done much, much better. You don't like Chess Club with a K? Charging Knights is a lot better. It's a lot better. And it could say, you could also do charging knights with the K, as in knights of old, and then underneath it spell it out, charging knights with an N, and you would have like a triple entendre there, wouldn't you? But none of those T-shirts made any trouble at all there, huh? Patrick's still working on that. I just mean charging for knights like a prostitute might. That's all I meant. Patrick was trying to spell it out there. He's taking little notes and stuff. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. And what are the chances of you sending one of those T-shirts to us?
I don't have any. My sister might still have one, but if I can get my hands on one, I would definitely will.
And judging from your voice, your T-shirts would probably not fit me. just
no, probably not.
I'm guessing you're under 300 pounds. Just
I
your
am.
Voice. Okay. That, we'll leave it at that. But it, unless you're really up there, it probably wouldn't fit me. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thanks
sure.
a lot. Charging knights.
She had that. She was ready for you.
I know.
She set you up.
Fairfield Union.
Yeah.
Charging knights. And I wonder if that's on Snopes, that that little one. You want to do another quick one?
I think we should. We have a couple of minutes.
You want to do? I guess we should. I'm not sure about this one. I'll just say, be careful, Ron. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Pam. When I was in school, there was a girl who had rather large breasts that had.
Turn your radio down before you go. Turn your radio down a little bit. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. When I was in school, there was a girl that had rather large breasts.
Sure.
Had eyes right where the.
Right on her breasts. She had eyes.
Yeah.
On her shirt.
On the T-shirt. She wore that like once a week just to watch the principal go haywire.
So what would happen was she would be maybe braless and bouncing, and the eyes be looking all over the place.
Well, she was bouncy anyway, whether braless or not.
Okay.
She's very large.
And she'd wear eyes right on the tip of her breasts.
Yeah.
And they'd look all over the place while she was walking. And when you looked, there'd be someone staring right back at you. I think the great thing about her was she'd follow you around the room. I like that about her a lot. Thanks a lot, Ron. Thank you so much.
That's spooky.
Well, you know, to really make that work, you have to have concave breasts with the eyes.
It's well worth the effort, though.
It's well worth the effort and the rubber cement you would spend doing it. And there's this great, there's a T-shirt on the web that I saw that I just adored, of a very, very stacked woman with a very nice body that has across her breasts written, "Oh, if these were only brains," which I thought was a great one. Yeah, let's take a, we got time for a very quick call. I'm just squeezing in, Nick. What's up?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Doing very well.
I just wanted to call. I know this was back in high school a couple of years ago. I had a hoodie that said security on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy it and I bring it in, wear it to school, and I'm sitting in study hall, and the teacher comes up and says, "Oh, you know what? We just got a complaint. You can't wear that in school." And I'm like, "Why?" And they're like, "Well, you're a security hazard. In case, you know, an emergency arises, someone might think you have the authority." I'm like, I'm 15 years old. Who's going to believe that I'm a security guard? And they made me take it off, and,
Yeah, I like that one, though. I mean, that's the only call so far that we've gotten, besides people who've written in and said, gang stuff and so on, that you can actually justify. You can actually justify that in an emergency, running to that T-shirt that said security on it, and it turns out to be 15-year-old kid who also happens to be Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm assuming
Nick
that a 15...
Save me. It's like, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous, but, yeah.
Well, there you go. Thanks so much. Are you competent for security now?
No, I'm not.
Still wouldn't run to you for help?
Yeah, no, you're running to me for help. No.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Nick. This is Penn Jillette sitting here with Michael Godeau. In the poker game, my wife told me, she wrote me an email that said that the poker sites already have the winner up. So I'm not violating any trust by saying that I lost to Jennifer Tilly. I considered losing to Clooney, but I couldn't get... for some reason, she wouldn't go up against me. But the big prize was $500,000. So if you want to look at it in a way that will really make you happy, yesterday, Penn Jillette lost $500,000. And not for charity, for me. So that's $500,000 out of my own pocket. That's how much I love you. This is Penn Jillette. Haven't you ever heard of closing the goddamn door?